Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 8, makes it abundantly clear that no president can go to war unilaterally without the permission of the Congress. This lawsuit also is challenging a policy that permits the president to commit the United States to a war under the authority of NATO. Similarly, we're challenging policies that would allow the United States to be committed to war under the authority of the United Nations. What we are saying in both cases is that it is necessary to come to Congress, and that neither NATO nor the UN trumps the United States Constitution.
That's Congressman Dennis Kucinich from his press conference on Wednesday, outlining the reasons he's going to court to try to stop the White House from continuing its military action in Libya. So Libya and war is how we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. CNN's Brooke Baldwin here with Congressman Kucinich about the reasons behind this lawsuit he and nine other members of the House are bringing against the administration.
I know you are among this bipartisan group that wants, you went to federal court. In fact, I have your 36-page suit here. You are listed up here at the top. Not often you see a suit that says versus Barack Obama and Robert Gates. You filed the suit against these two men over the U.S. involvement in Libya. But Congressman, first, we did hear just a short time ago from our White House correspondent, Brianna Keeler, that the administration's argument is this. They say, we, the U.S., do not have boots on the ground in Libya. U.S. troops are not in imminent danger. They do not need congressional approval for what they're doing now in Libya. Sir, what say you?
Well, they can tell it to the judge now, because this is now a matter before the federal court. Our position is that they're in clear violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States, and they're in violation of the War Powers Act, and they can't claim that they got authority from NATO or authority from the UN to proceed in a war. They can't claim this isn't a war. They can take this case to court, as we did, and now they're going to have to respond.
So if the White House is saying no boots on the ground, what do you know? Do you know of anything further with regard to our involvement in Libya? Perhaps, do you
think about this?
$750 million letting on?
I have to ask you. They spent $750 million on this war in Libya. And what's that? We tell the people of the United States that that's not a war. We can't mince words here. If it looks like a war, it's a war. And so this administration has a responsibility to abide by the Constitution. In the end, this isn't about personalities, because the Constitution has a personality all of its own. And Article 1, Section 8, the founders put in the hands of Congress the war power, and nothing that this administration says can change that. So they're going to have to go to court now. This is not just a matter of political debate. This is a matter of legal principle.
You're pointing specifically to the money, but if I may, I want to back up and just go back to my question about boots on the ground. Again, the White House saying today, no boots on the ground. The U.S. playing a support role. So let me just ask you, though. Do you have some information that perhaps the White House doesn't have with regard to U.S. forces in country?
That's a silly question.
Why is that a silly question, sir?
This isn't about footwear. This is about the Constitution of the United States.
Sir, I took a look at this 36-page suit, and you specifically cite examples
Libya.
Of different members within the U.S. saying there are boots on the ground.
But we initiated a war against Libya. There's no question about that. And that's indisputable. And to say, well, just because we don't have boots on the ground, it's not a war. Huh? I mean, there's bombing that's occurred. We've had planes over there. We've got ships offshore that have been that launched attacks. You can't claim that this isn't a war.
Sir, I'm not claiming that at all. I am just simply reporting what the White House did and getting your perspective. But
I hope so.
Congressman Kucinich, let me ask you this. We were talking earlier about Pakistan. We know there were drone strikes too today, number 36 and 34 for the year. Also, there are ongoing strikes against militants in Yemen, as you know. To your mind, is the White House then also in violation in those countries?
Listen, I called for a vote last year on the issue of Pakistan, and you could expect there'll be some further questions raised about Yemen. You can't just say because there are robot planes that might be operated from someplace in the States that it doesn't mean there's a war. The fact that there's a separation from the technology and the person doesn't mean that if you took the person out, the robot plane would suddenly work. It doesn't.
Coming up, more on Kucinich, the lawsuit, and the military action in Libya here on The Countdown.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Father's Day is not for celebrating dads. It's for celebrating all our dads are. And since Father's Day is this Sunday, don't forget to celebrate all those things with a Hallmark Father's Day card. Even if you've waited until the last minute, there's still time to share a moment with the big guy on his big day. Hallmark Father's Day cards, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name parts in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. We think you'll agree that O'Reilly is the auto parts store you can depend on. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show on Fox News. Jenna Lee, Bill Hemmer, John Roberts talking about the lawsuit that was filed by Congressman Dennis Kucinich and nine other congressmen against the president and the Secretary of Defense concerning our involvement in Libya.
They are writing a scathing letter to the president saying, quote, either you have concluded the War Powers Resolution does not apply to the mission in Libya, or you have determined the War Powers Resolution is contrary to the Constitution. The House and the American people whom we represent deserve to know the determination you have made.
So now this group of lawmakers say they are done asking for information. Now they're suing. Senior correspondent John Roberts live in the store today. What exactly does the lawsuit say there, John?
We've got a copy, a draft copy of the lawsuit right here. Dennis Kucinich is the first name on the list, of course. He has been against this war in Libya from the very beginning, a noted anti-war member of Congress, voted against the war in Iraq, tried to end the war in Afghanistan, was against the war in Kosovo. He's being joined, though, by a bipartisan group of representatives, including Walter Jones, John Conyers, Dan Burton, Tim Johnson, and Ron Paul, saying that what the president is doing in Libya right now is against the Constitution, that the United States doesn't have the authority to go to war in Libya because the United States was not attacked, that it doesn't have authorization under the NATO Charter because NATO countries weren't attacked, and that Article 51 of the Constitution, Article 51, rather, of the United Nations Charter doesn't apply here either. This suit was written by noted constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley out of George Washington, and here was his thinking on this, that the White House has been counting on the idea that no one has the standing to challenge an undeclared war, but if that's true, and the president can commit troops long-term into hostile territory, that means that the framers of the Constitution wrote a provision that cannot be enforced. And the people who've signed on to this lawsuit want to go to the courts to have the courts establish once and for all what the constitutional authority is in committing U.S. troops to war, Bill.
NBC's Angria Mitchell talking to Congressman Mike Rogers about the showdown brewing in Washington over our involvement in Libya.
There's a real showdown brewing. The speaker has written to the president saying, you know, you've got to show us what is going on in Libya before we extend, because your time has run out under the War Powers Act. Is this going to reach a critical phase this week?
I think it is. And, Andrea, I have to tell you, it just boggles the mind why the president has been so absent on this issue. Congress has said, come talk to us. Give us the information that we need. Sell the American public and Congress on what we're doing in Libya and what your mission set is. Hasn't done it. I'm on the intelligence community. I think we have intelligence and national security equities there. I'm not sure what our mission is there. We can't have that. And so if he's not willing to do it, I think he's going to buy himself a whole bunch of trouble that he doesn't need. He needs to lead on this, and I think that's one of the things he's reluctant in doing. But he needs to step up front and sell the American people and this Congress what he's doing in Libya and why he's doing it. I think he'll find friends if he's honest with the American people. I really don't understand what they're doing and the absolute absence on this issue. And when you're sending troops into combat in any way, we don't have troops on the ground there, but we are engaged in other assistance to the NATO forces there, then you better convince the Americans and bring them with you. You can't do this alone.
Host Steve Scott here with CBS's military analyst Mike Lyons. Again, the focus is on this suit. This focus is on the War Powers Act and whether the president has violated that by committing troops to Libya without going through Congress.
This has to do with the War Powers Act. We hear about it a lot, but exactly what is it and what's the allegation in this situation?
Well, the War Powers Act was a federal law enacted in 1973, and it's intended to check the power of the president in committing U.S. forces to armed conflict without the consent of Congress. You know, a president can go to war by the Constitution and the powers of the Constitution. However, it's Congress that allows the president to stay at war, which provides the funding for the military forces there. And within the act, it requires the president to notify Congress within 48 hours of committing these troops, and then they all must return within 60 days and then start a possible withdrawal period of 30 more days after that. So what's going on here is Representative Bonner is saying that by Sunday, it's the 90th day, and at that point in time, the president has not reported to Congress with regard to the mission in Libya, and he'll be in violation of the War Powers Act because will have been deployed in this act for over 90 days.
Mike, is it a matter of semantics in some ways? I know that the word war is key. As I recall, even the Vietnam conflict was technically a conflict and not a war.
You know, that's part of it, but very clearly it's where you're using armed forces and you've put U.S. Soldiers, sailors, airmen in harm's way. I think, presidents have ignored it from a constitutional perspective over the years, but most of them have reported. They've done, they've abided by the initial reporting within the 48 hours piece of it, but there's never been a conflict between Congress and the president. There's never been a lawsuit yet with regard to whether or not it's constitutional or not.
Yes, but we hear now that Congressman Dennis Kucinich may actually sue the president over this Libya policy?
That's the only recourse he would seem to have. The president would be violating a federal act if he does not report to Congress or if those troops are not withdrawn within the 90-day period. Just, again, based on the law. Now, presidents would say that it's unconstitutional. It usurps the power of the president to go at war and to stay there in situations where the United States is in a national security situation.
What have we heard from the White House? What has their response been?
It's been muted, but I've just recently heard that they will issue a report on Libya to Congress within the next couple of days. So it's likely that they'll put something back to Congress with regard to the situation there, what their expectation is, what the U.S. role is right now, and actually what's going on under NATO. We've clearly stepped back from the mission from a few months ago, but the mission is not going well from a military perspective. I mean, we just haven't accomplished our goals just yet, but we're not taking the forefront in the attack phase and the offensive operations as we once did to start the mission off.
I'm next shifting the focus to Pakistan, where officials there have arrested several who gave our CIA information on bin Laden.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here talking about what's in talk radio and talk television. Your sights, your ears, your mind, your eyes. What's happening in Pakistan? Pakistani intelligence agency arrested several people who gave the CIA info on the Osama bin Laden location. Talk host Paul W. Smith here with ABC's Nick Serafin, reporting from Pakistan.
You know by now that Pakistan's top military spy agency has arrested some of the Pakistani informants who fed information to the CIA in the months leading up to the raid that led to the death of Osama bin Laden. Well, Nick, with friends like these, who needs enemies?
Well, I think the Pakistanis would say, we are your friends, why don't you share more information with us and we could do things better. The U.S. would say, of course, we don't trust you, that's why we don't share information. So I think that's kind of the impasse that we're at right now, that both intelligence services are sharing a little information, but not all, and seeing what the other one wants to do, can do, is willing to do. And right now, the level of mistrust is probably higher than it's ever been.
And what was CIA Director Leon Panetta able to accomplish the last few days when he made an unannounced visit?
What I think he wanted to do, in part, is to raise some issues that the U.S. is still having with Pakistan, and specifically share some video, some kind of satellite imagery from the tribal areas. And what the U.S. had seen was that there were two IED factories, roadside bomb factories, inside of Pakistan that were being used to make bombs that kill American troops in Afghanistan. And what happened was that the U.S. told the Pakistanis about it. Pakistani says, thank you, we're going to go get them. Pakistani army shows up at the site, and by the time they get there, everyone's gone. So the U.S. felt that was evidence of collusion, that somebody was tipping these militants off. And that's been a U.S. fear for a long time, and that's the fear that led the U.S. not to share with Pakistan the information about the Osama bin Laden raid. And so Panetta came here to do that, to show that evidence, and he came to talk about how to advance the relationship, but it doesn't seem like that trip went very well.
Well, it's been said that the Pakistani spies from the ISI, the Inter-Services Intelligence, ISI, our own Congressman Mike Rogers came on this very program some time ago to say, and he's the leader of the House Intelligence Committee, he believes elements of the ISI and the military had helped protect bin Laden. And so far, nobody's able to dispel that thought.
Well, and especially when Congressman Rogers, who obviously has a lot more access to intelligence than we do, says that, although he did say, I believe, that he doesn't have direct evidence. And I think that's still the White House's line, at least the administration's line, that, look, there is a chance. It seems we have a sense that somebody was probably helping Osama bin Laden hide. We have no evidence of that. And so to a certain extent, the U.S. has moved on. Essentially, at least in its relationship and its dealings with Pakistan, moved on to a very large list of requests or demands, perhaps, depending on your point of view, of what the U.S. wants Pakistan to do in terms of helping round up al-Qaeda suspects, helping Afghanistan, helping with access to bin Laden's wives, all sorts of things. There's a long list. And they're just kind of going through the list, and Pakistan gives in a little bit, doesn't give on other things, and this rounding up, I wouldn't call them arrests, but this rounding up that Pakistan has done of these informants only goes to increase the narrative, to increase the feeling that the CIA and ISI on both sides feel that the other one isn't working toward the same goal and is perhaps undermining each other.
Up next, we turn our attention back to the field of Republican presidential candidates here on the Countdown.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use bullfrog marathon mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance.
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua. Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with a welcome back into the next half hour of the Talk Countdown. Focus now on the field of presidential candidates in the GOP. Sean Hannity here talks to Newt Gingrich about the state of his campaign.
What happened with the campaign staff? There was obviously disagreements. The public reports were that they were upset that you had gone on vacation and they had one vision for the campaign, you had another. What went on?
Look, I think that was the key to it, Sean. My vision, the one that I learned with Goldwater in 64, learned with Reagan in 76 and 80, that you saw in 93, 94 with the contract with America, my vision is of a people-oriented grassroots campaign where Newt.org becomes a center of new solutions, new ideas, new energy. A campaign that's inclusive, that brings together everybody in America of every ethnic background who wants to change Washington. And I think that that was so different from the normal Republican model that there just wasn't a fit. I frankly feel liberated. With the exception of only one person, all of my original team is still with me. And in every single state where we lost some people, we've actually gained new people who are excited by the idea that we could have a genuinely different grassroots campaign to change Washington.
I've been a little surprised to read some of the commentary on you, because if you go back, it wasn't until I think like September, October when Reagan showed that he was actually beating Jimmy Carter and he won by a large margin. Same thing, I lived in Atlanta when you became Speaker, and I don't think a year out of that you would have predicted you were going to be the Speaker of the House. It was a historic election. It seems early in the campaign, and I'm listening to guys and reading columns, Charles Krauthammer, Mike Barone, they seem to be dismissing you, and the campaign's just starting. One, does it bother you? And two, why do you think that is?
I think that Newt 2012 is the biggest threat to end the 80-year majority of the left in the bureaucracies, the judgeships, the policies that this city has seen. And I think whether you're a member of the establishment on the right or a member of the establishment on the left, the idea of a genuine grassroots rebellion is very unnerving. Remember, Goldwater was opposed by virtually the entire Republican establishment. Ronald Reagan was opposed. People preferred John Connolly, George H.W. Bush, Howard Baker. But Reagan was seen as a genuine outsider. And I think people here realize that I really am different. I'm totally committed to developing a generation of new solutions, and I'm prepared to side with the American people against the entire Washington establishment if that's what it takes for us to change Washington.
Radio host Jeff Katz here with Herman Cain, and their focus is Monday night's debate.
There were times, I got to tell you, where it was just, I don't know, a little too polite. I wanted a little mix it up.
Are you saying that at times it was a little bit boring?
That's exactly what I'm saying,
well,
Herman.
Jeff, I happen to agree with you. I was standing over there on the side, chomping at the bit to answer some of those questions, but because we had seven people, and John King, you know, he was trying to throw us 30-second follow-ups with a 35-second question, it was just very frustrating in that regard. I mean, I felt like at times that it was getting a little dull there, you know, that we really didn't get a chance to, you know, mix it up enough.
Yeah, you know what I thought the problem was, and you know this, because you spent a fair amount of time as a broadcaster, obviously.
Yes.
There wasn't a lot of time to flesh stuff out, and if you really are going to block out 2 hours, don't try and jam in 120 questions.
That's it.
You know, put a couple in there and let you guys actually get in there, mix it up. You're all very smart people, and I know very capable of acquitting yourself.
You know, here's an example. That lady by the name of Sylvia who asked the question, what would you all do if you want to throw out Obamacare, and we all want to throw out Obamacare. And then John directed the question to some of the people up there. Nobody ever addressed what we would do. I'm standing here waiting to say, here's what we would do. Here's some ideas. And I even mentioned it to John King when he walked past me on one of them, and I said, John, nobody answered the question. Let me answer the latest question. But they were so concerned about, you know, trying to create razzle-dazzle that they really, you know, suppressed the razzle-dazzle. The lady asked the question, said, what would you do? And I was ready to just rattle off the top of my head. Number one, deductibility of health insurance premiums should not matter who pays for it. Number two, expand health savings account. Number three, allow association health plans. Number four, encourage the passage of loser-pay laws because doctors are playing defensive medicine. So I was ready to tick off some of those things, all of which are in H.R. 34 that most people don't even know about.
That's right.
So they were so busy, like you said, trying to cram so many topics in, it would have been better to let us mix it up on a topic once we got going on it and, you know, really, really see all of the different perspectives.
Well, absolutely. And, Herman, listen, I'm thrilled to know that you like deep dish pizza, but I'm just not sure that that rises to the level of, you know, how do we undo Obamacare, you know?
Well, I got to tell you, H.R. 3400, which was introduced by Representative Tom Price back in July of 2009, it has a lot of good elements in there, but you don't hear about it. People don't know about it. And I have looked at that, and I analyzed it. I even wrote a weekly commentary about all of the features of it because it's patient-centered and market-driven ideas that will help drive down costs and increase access.
Coming up, we'll hear from some of the hosts who are a bit more focused on some of the potential candidates. That's up next in the Talk Radio Countdown. Hopefully it won't be so boring.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to Mom and Marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast. And I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Presidential race front and center, turning our attention to some of those who are not candidates. Talk host Blake Butler and Leslie Grosch talked about the upcoming private meeting between Texas Governor Perry and Rudy Giuliani.
Another piece of news that just crossed the ticker is a private meeting is going to be held between Texas Governor Rick Perry and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. They're going to get together tomorrow morning and talk about running for president. You know, both men at this point have said publicly that they have considered running for president in this cycle, but they've been friends for years. So getting together in the morning, Leslie, to talk about this run for president, maybe one of them will support the other one to file to run for president. When we know Huntsman is now going to announce on Tuesday, so you got another candidate in the race there, John Huntsman.
Huntsman might be a game changer.
He says he's going to bring a Reagan-esque type presence to the Republican field. So he's throwing Reagan out there again.
Give one for the Gipper.
If you don't have an identity, throw Reagan out there on the GOP side.
I want to talk about Rick Perry. This guy, he's a loose cannon too.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted to secede from the union. Remember that?
That didn't work, did it?
No, not so much. Now he wants to potentially run the country that he wanted to secede from in the first place. Maybe he thinks he's running for president of Texas. I don't know. He said recently in an interview, and I quote, "I think in America from time to time we have to go through some difficult times, and I think we're going through those difficult economic times for a purpose, to bring us back to those biblical principles of, you know, you don't spend all the money." Remember that in the Bible where it says don't spend all the money? You work hard for those 6 years and you put up that seventh year in the warehouse to take you through the hard times and not spending all of our money. Not asking for Pharaoh to give everything to everybody and to take care of folks, because at the end of the day, it's slavery. We become slaves to government.
Where was he saying this?
It was on some radio show. So he's
Rick
like,
Perry.
His takeaway from the Bible is that the Pharaoh was like big government, taking care of people who spent all their money. And I mean, it's like, this is so wacky that if it weren't so potentially tragic, it would be hilarious. He says he's poised to sign the most draconian state budget in recent history. It slashes essential services for the poor and middle class while potentially laying off, get this, 100,000 teachers in Texas. And the most alarming thing is that Perry seems comfortable plunging his own state into economic ruin because he thinks it will encourage people to come back to God. By signing this budget, a nonpartisan state commission estimates that Perry will cost more than 300,000 Texans their jobs and purge millions from Medicare rolls. But Perry apparently believes that to be God's plan and himself just an instrument of that. You know, he's hosting that huge prayer circle, something or another, in an arena somewhere in Texas where
he is, as the governor of Texas.
He has invited the 49 other governors to come and join him in prayer to save the country from the economic doldrums. That's the purported purpose, or at least that's what the governor's office is saying. But the organizers of the event are actually saying it's really about converting non-Christians. They're hoping a lot of non-Christians come to this big arena size event.
That's definitely the business the governor should be in.
Here's talk show host Robert Rees, who thinks Governor Perry reminds him of a previous president. And that's not such a good thing.
Rick Perry did a surprise visit on Glenn Beck's TV show. And many are thinking that is just kind of one of those little subtle things that people do to try to get national exposure when they might be running for president of the United States. And I heard somebody mentioning that they feel like we need somebody like Rick Perry. Now, on the Glenn Beck program, one of his co-hosts is Pat Gray. And Pat, he's been a longtime friend of Glenn Beck's, and he joined the program about a couple of years ago now. And he weighs in on a lot of things. Well, Pat is from Texas, like myself. And for the past year and a half, whenever something would come up about Rick Perry running for president, Pat would be all over him. Just calling him a rhino, and he's terrible. He hasn't been that great of a governor in Texas. We definitely don't want him as president. But for the past week or so, Pat has been saying, we need Perry. Oh, I hope he gets into the race. And I was telling Calvin one day even, like, what the heck is going on here? How did he flip-flop so bad? And I was telling Calvin, that just 6 months ago, I heard Pat ripping on Rick Perry, and now all of a sudden he's saying we need Rick Perry to enter the GOP race. What's going on here? Well, I thought it was pretty funny as Glenn Beck called him out on it finally. Glenn Beck said, I think this is the greatest flip-flop in history. And they started attacking him on it. And Pat defended himself and said he doesn't see, he thinks, as much as he doesn't like Rick Perry, he sees two things. One is that he thinks we need somebody who can really stand up for conservative principles. And two, he thinks that Rick Perry, even though he's preached conservative principles in the past and has not followed through with them, he thinks this time he may be serious. I'm sorry, that's not a good excuse for me to go with Rick Perry. Rick Perry does talk a big talk. And when you meet the guy, he's a very impressive guy. And he says the right things, especially in things. But he is George W. Bush number two, man. He's got a lot of the same mannerisms as George W. Bush. When you sit there at a town hall meeting with Rick Perry, he does the little head nod like George Bush used to do. And he's got a lot of mannerisms like Bush. Not that it's bad to have the mannerisms of Bush. What I'm saying, though, is he's got a lot of the same things, too, where he preaches a good talk of conservative principles. But then when he gets in there, he spins like a mother, which is what he did in the state of Texas.
Here's Sean Rima. Talking about what we've learned about Sarah Palin from the emails that have been released. What a bunch of foolishness. Oy.
Now we have a guy who is the chief executive officer of an organization called Tutor. Get it? Like Tutor. Get it? Catchy. The number T-O-R. And that's what they do, is they evaluate people's intelligence quotient based on their writing skills. And this is what the guy has to say, quote, I'm a centrist Democrat and would have loved to support my hunch that Ms. Palin is illiterate. However, the emails say something else. Ms. Palin writes emails on her BlackBerry at a grade level of 8.5, which is about the writing capacity of a 14-year-old girl. Now, when you first hear that, you know, it's kind of disturbing. At least it kind of disturbed me. But listen to what this guy goes on to say. If she were a student and showing me her work, I'd say it's fine, clear writing. He said, admitting that emails he wrote scored lower than Palin's on the widely used Flesch Kincaid readability test. She came in as a solid communicator, says Paul Payak, president of the Global Language Monitor. On his scale, she came in again at about 8.2. Now, it sounds kind of silly that somebody who wants to be president will be writing at the level of a middle schooler. But here's what the dude said. That level of facility in the English language is typical for corporate executives.
Coming up next, we switch gears for the latest on Wienergate when the Talk Radio Countdown show moves along.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's see here. The Anthony Weiner Twitter scandal. How exciting. From the conservative media outlet Human Events, Jason Matera talks with Donald Trump, who is adamant that Weiner ought to resign.
Was it a bad omen for Weiner to have Bill Clinton officiate his wedding?
Well, I know Bill Clinton very well. He's a friend of mine, and he's a terrific guy. I think the bad omen is just Anthony Weiner. It was very interesting because I was doing Piers Morgan's show the other day, just before this whole thing, just before Anthony Weiner imploded. And on the show, Anthony Weiner happened to be on the show. We got into a little bit of a spat, and I said, Anthony, you'll never be the mayor of New York. He said, oh, yes, I will. I said, you will never be. That was like a week before he imploded. Now, I didn't know that that was going to happen, but I guess I turned out to be right for all the wrong reasons. But Anthony Weiner, I've known him a long time. He is not a good person, not a good guy. One of the reasons he's gone, now he should be gone anyway with those pictures are disgusting. But one of the reasons he's gone is that he has no friends. I mean, nobody is sticking up for him. I think it would be very dangerous. It's so bad what he did. It's so disgusting and disgraceful what he did, to have a United States congressman sending pictures like that. And he had a death wish. You talk about the Republican Party having a death wish. The fact is Anthony had a death wish, because any congressman, and especially a fairly well-known congressman, that would send pictures of not only his nude body, but his nude body with his face on it, that's got to be some form of a death wish. That's got to be a psychological problem.
Should Congress have granted him a two-week leave of absence?
Well, I think the two-week leave of absence isn't the problem. The big problem is he has to get out. He's a cancer on the Congress. And, you know, I know a lot of Congress folks, and they're great people. Many of them, not all of them, but many of them are great people that work really hard. And he is really bringing down the public opinion of the United States Congress. He can't stay. I mean, he just can't stay. And, you know, whether it was the underage young woman or girl, whether it was, I think the final blow was these last group of pictures where he was nude in the gym that was in, you know, the government building. It's absolutely a sad situation. I feel very badly. Actually, I don't feel badly for him because he's a bad guy. I've known him for a long time. He's a bad person. The one I feel badly for is his wife, what she got into with this wacko.
From Boston, radio host Howie Carr here with the latest on Weiner from his perspective, including some new pictures that show him in drag.
You just have to read you the story here, just in case you haven't seen it yet. And I know you'll be tied up with some other stuff. This is the Daily News picking it up from the National Enquirer. Did Rep Wiener coach porn star to lie? Things are going from drag to worse. Ho, 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 for Anthony Wiener. Photographs emerged today of the creepy congressman vamping in a bra and pantyhose on the same day porn star Ginger Lee, one of his computer conquests, spilled the beans on the raunchy rep's obsession with his package. The latest embarrassing Wiener shot was splashed on the cover of the next National Enquirer and dates back to his college days at the State University of Plattsburgh. A former classmate described Wiener as a flamboyant figure. Flamboyant is a newspaper code word for, I believe you know what, for, well, I think you know what it's a code word for, flamboyant. Barney Frank is a flamboyant congressman, for instance. A former classmate described Wiener as a flamboyant figure who donned the ladies' undergarments as part of the school's secret Santa festivities. Nothing says Santa Claus like putting on a bra if you're a guy, does it? And panties. It was never quite clear whether one of Anthony's challenges was to become a cross-dresser or if it was just some bizarre stunt he decided to do on his own, the classmate told the Enquirer. He was a very odd guy who went out of his way to do things purely for the shock value. Meanwhile, Lee, a porn performer who was one of the babes Wiener sexted, has enlisted high-power lawyer Gloria Allred and was preparing to dish on what she and the congresswomen were up to. Now, how the hell is Gloria Allred going to get some money out of this? Gloria Allred is not a bad lawyer for, shaking people down for this for money in these kind of situations, but I don't think Wiener has two nickels to rub together. Wiener, whose district includes parts of Queens and Brooklyn, insisted earlier he dumped the blonde from his Twitter feed as soon as he found out what she did for a living. Dressed in a tight but demure black top, Lee said Wiener, quote, asked me to lie, unquote, about the 100 or so emails and tweets they exchanged. She said he sent her no filthy pictures. I knew I couldn't lie for him, but I didn't want to kick him under the bus, she said in a southern drawl. I did not sext Anthony Wiener. Lee said she wanted to text politics with Wiener, but he kept drawing attention to his quote-unquote package and trying to get her to talk dirty.
A lot of people are talking about it, and that's why we are here, as we cover the items that are hot in talk radio on the Countdown. So visit the Talk Radio Countdown Show section to get more info at DougStephan.com.